We're on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. We're by the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the Ein Tfilas Hamusafin El Bachaber Ir. Says the first opinion of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that the only time one has to daven Musaf is only Bachaber Ir. Bachaber Ir. If you look in Rashi tells us what is v'chaver ir, chaver, or friends, in a city. So Rashi says, lo tiknua el betzibor, that the whole takana of being mespal tefilas musav is only in the event that there is a tzibor. Chaver ir is chavuras ha'ir, a gathering of people in the city. Babalol yachid. According to this first opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a person would not have to daven musaf if you're davening by yourself. In fact, you're not supposed to daven musaf, according to him, if you're davening by yourself. And we'll see shortly in the Mishnah Berurah a reason why. Just on the outside, some explain that when it comes to the Pnei Yeshua says that when it comes to all the other tefillos, we had a machlokas. Is it Kenega the Avos, or is it the Karbanos?
Well, there's no Av.
So when it came to Musaf, there's no Av, exactly. So clearly the only reason why we daven Musaf is because of the Karbanos.
Right.
And when it comes, the sacrifice was a Karban Sibor, something which was done, a communal offering. So therefore, explains the Pnei Yeshua, perhaps that's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that without a minion, there's no Musaf. The other Tfilos, you can say it's Rachamim and whatnot, but when it comes to Musaf, clearly it's connected to the Karbanos. That's opinion number one. The Chachamim Oimrim, we'll see who we pass them like. Bechaver Ir, Ushula Bechaver Ir. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter. You can daven Musaf with a minion, Ushula Bechaver Ir, or Be'echidus. You can daven Musaf by yourself, which you would think is the Halacha. We're not going to see that that's so posh that that's the Halacha. But anyway, that's what it says. That's opinion number two. And then finally, Rabbi Huda Oimer Mishmo, Rabbi Huda says in his name, Kol Makam She, this is a little bit ambiguous, the Lashon, Kol Makam She Shom Chaver Ir, any place in which there is a minion, Yochid Pater Mitfilas HaMusafim. Which, what that's going to mean in a second, and even though Rashi...
That if you're not, if there's a place that you're alone by yourself, you don't have to say Musaf. The only time you say Musaf is by... What about the fact that we say if you daven, your tefillos are mistarif at the same time, your tefillos will be mistarif at the
same time? Apparently, I mean, if you're in the same city, you don't daven Musaf, right? And it sounds like what's being said over here is, even if, just provided that there is a minion that's going on, you don't have to part.
Go home sick.
You can just go home, right? Hopefully, not everyone has that attitude. There'll be no minion, right? But apparently, what it says, as long as there's a minion of people davening Musaf in that city, you do not have to daven. They're davening like on your behalf. We'll see in a second. We'll have to see. So those are the three opinions. Okay. So immediately, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakam. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, the last opinion, is similar to the Tanakama, which usually Tanakama means the Rabbanon. The Tanakama means the first Tana, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's what Tanakama really means. The reason why a lot of people make the mistake to think Tanakama means the Chachamim's opinion is usually often mentioned first. Tanakama just means the Tana of the Mishnah, Kama, the first one, like Baba Kama, right? That's all it means. So the first opinion says, if there is, we're in the bottom of the mouth, if a person is not with a minion, they don't daven, right? So the second, last opinion also says, if you're not with a minion, you don't daven.
Right.
That's, perhaps that's the way the question is being framed. So the answer is that we already explained it. Ikibinayu yochid shalo b'chaver ir. The machlokas is if you're by yourself, and there is no minion of Musaf in that city. Tanakama Savar, the first opinion says Potter. Because the Tanakama said that the only time there's Musaf is Bechaber Ir. It's only in the case that there's a minion. If there's no minion, then you don't daven by yourself. You never daven Bechidus. Never. Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that chayev. Rabbi Yehuda is the last opinion of this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that why are you chayev? Because the only time you don't have to daven musaf is only in a situation where there's a minyan going on in that city, right? If there's no minyan in the city, then you're chayev to daven, right? So that's the machlokas. Again, the first opinion says you never daven musaf b'yechidus. You never do. According to the last opinion of our Mishnah, it says if there's the only time you don't daven by yourself is if there's a minyan. But if there's no minyan, then you are supposed to daven musaf. Okay? So the machlokas, again, is, as the Gemara said, Yachid, you're bowing by yourself without a minyan in a town. Shlomo Chaver Ir. Now, Rashi has a very interesting interpretation over here. If you look at the very last Rashi in Lamed Amud Aleph, Yachid Shlomo Chaver Ir. Says Rashi, Yachid Hadar Be'ir. You have a Yachid, an individual who lives in a city, She'ein Shamasara. Nevuch, there's no minyan. Okay? So maybe it means, Lav Dachin, there's no minyan ever. It means today, there's no minyan. For whatever reason. It could be a special occasion, as we'll see in the second, next element. With Tanakam, according to the first opinion of our Mishnah, which is Alibid Rebbe Elazar, the Omer, he says, Lo Teknua Ela Basara. Says the only time that there's musaf is only if there's a minyan. So yachid zepater. So this individual will not have to daven. He's not supposed to daven. Where Yehuda, according to the last opinion of our Mishnah, the third opinion, ein yachid pater, el b'makam asara. That the yachid only does not daven in a case where there are 10 people present. And I'm specifically saying present, because this is the three words that numerous Mefarshim have problems with Rashi. Sheshliach tzibor poitroi. That the shliach tzibor will pater you. Which usually, what does it mean the shliach tzibor pater you? It usually means that you're in the shul, you're in the presence of the chazan, you overhear everything, and based on the din of shemeh ka'oina, since you heard it, it's as though you said it. But that's not really what the lashon of the Mishnah of the Gemara is. It sounds like as long as you're in the city. Doesn't mean you have to physically be in the same shul. You don't have to hear the shliach tzibor. And therefore, some people say, on one hand, the Sefer Na'im L'Mishpat says that the yachid must be there. He doesn't have to daven musaf. He just has to be there and the shliach, just listen to the shliach tzibor, and he doesn't have to daven musaf. Other mefarshim say, just as long as he's in the same city, which is really what the law sounds from the language of our of our Gemara.
Shachris
for sure. Shachris, you definitely always have to daven. If you're by yourself or with a minion, you always daven Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Well, Maariv, we discussed as a question. It was Shos. But Musaf is the question. And as we said, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly, the Pnei Yeshua says the distinction, I'll just repeat it, is when it comes to Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, there's a dispute. Is it Keneg the Karbanos or is it Keneg the Avos? But Musaf, there's no avos. We didn't have four avos. So it came to musaf. Everyone holds musaf was only because of the karbanos. So because of that, musaf is a karban sibor. All the other tefillah, also tamid shel shachar, tamid shel merah, there's also, those are karbanos sibor. But at least has in it the element of rachmin, because it's connected Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. So to those tefillahs, everyone holds you can daven b'yechidus. They also did, right, that's a good point. Not sure if they could get a minion in their city either.
Wait a minute.
But
they may have had a minion,
we don't know. So that's a good shiloh. There you go. But, yeah, Yitzchak definitely was suach of
southern.
Yeah,
right.
There's no minion. Anyway, but the point is, again, the Pnei Yeshua is learning, that's why maybe Musaf is different. That's why Musaf is different, according to some opinions, that you don't daven Musaf if you're by yourself, and we'll see halacha what we say in a few seconds, because it's only keneged the karbanos. It's not keneged any rachmim. And that's also why we said, also major halacha nafkamin is, for example, as we spoke about in Hilchos Shabbos, so if a person began, technically you could say the weekday tefillah on Shabbos, it was only Masakin a shorter tefillah because of oinig Shabbos. They made a shorter Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, the rest of the davening is much longer. It's another question. But technically, if a person would say weekday brachos on Shabbos, you haven't done anything wrong. You can't say the whole week. They have to acknowledge Shabbos in some way. Similar to Yom Yavo, Rosh Chodesh. But therefore, when it comes to at night, when it comes to Marib, Shachris, as well as Mincha of Shabbos, if you said Atar Chonin L'Adam Das, halacha is you have to finish the whole paragraph. You have to finish the whole paragraph. Because technically there's nothing wrong with saying that paragraph. Of course, you're supposed to say what we're Masakim, which is Tefillah Shabbos. But when it comes to Musaf, if you start making a mistake to say the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, you stop immediately. You stop immediately. Because it's a completely separate, the whole concept of Musaf is completely separate from the other tefillahs that we have. It's a completely separate thing. So the major halachic nafkamin is between Musaf and the other tefillahs. And this clearly is one of them, whether or not one is to daven Musaf b'yichidus. And now the question is, what do we pass from halacha? So now this is what the Gemara continues and says, three lines in the bottom. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinna Omer Rav Chia Barav. Halacha? What's the halacha? So you're probably going to want to think the halacha is like the Chachamim. That says you always daven Musaf. Bein b'chaber ear, bein shlo b'chaber ear. With a minion, without one. That's not what the Gemara says. Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, she'omer mishum Elazar ben Azaria. So the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda who said the name of Mishum Elazar ben Azaria. Who was that? That was opinion number three. That said that in the event that there is a minion in town, the yachid does not daven. So again, according to the simple reading, if there's musaf going on in the shtibel, and I decide, and I'm homesick, I don't daven musaf, right? I don't need to daven musaf, because it was already done. And the shlant tzibor, as Rashi has pottered me. Right? So just like karbonos, tzibor, I don't have to physically be there when the karbon is brought, every single karbon is brought, it's brought on my behalf, it's brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So too, that's all is done. And therefore, yeah, a person's forget your sin.
Someplace, even if there's a minion, you have to say it.
Right, if there's no minion in town, which I'm not sure where in New York that is, but somewhere where there's no minion.
Let's say you went to one of the islands on vacation.
Yeah, so you would definitely, then you would, that would be the one occasion that you would be davening Musaf by yourself. Okay. Otherwise, you would never, you'd actually reminisce the one time you davened Musaf by yourself. Because every other time, it must have been with a minion. Otherwise, you never daven Musaf by yourself. Now, do we pass like that? The Gemara says we pass them like. So the Gemara doesn't stop at that point, of course. Armelah Rav Chia bar Avin, Shaper Kamrit, you're saying very good. Yermer Shmuel, because Shmuel, in fact, which if we can find a raya from Shmuel, it's a pretty good raya. Shmuel passing like this too in his own practices. In my entire life, I never davened Musaf by myself. I never davened Musaf by myself. Now, the only time I davened Musaf was with a minion. If I was by myself, I didn't daven Musaf. Because apparently, why? If you look in Rashi, the very top Rashi of Benarda was not some little ghost town. Right? It was a big Jewish community. Lefi Sheshem Sibor, Vashlech Potreini. There was always a minion in Narada. So therefore, I never daven, as long as there was a minion, of course, if I was in that minion, then I would daven Musaf. But if I wasn't there, I just wouldn't daven Musaf. That's what Shmuel would skip countless Tfilas Musaf, and the time he wasn't with a minion. Doesn't say how often that was. Maybe it was never. Anyway, he said, Levar Mehahu Yoima. Except there was this one day, which everyone remembers in Ardo, which is probably not the best day to remember, the Asa Pumus the Malchul Masa, that the army of the king came with Masa to the city, and when the king's army comes to the city, and
it's not a good thing,
and obviously you don't want to ignore all these soldiers, you have to tend to their needs, and quartering, and all the like. Batridu Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan were very much Torah and making sure everything was perfect for them. Therefore, they were not able to get a minion for Musaf. Let's call it Rosh Chodesh. But solely b'yachid. So, what could I have done? Shmuel decided that it was his he had no other choice except to daven by himself. He had to daven b'yachid. Why did he daven b'yachid? And he said, "V'habo yachid shlo b'chaver ir," because I was a yachid shlo b'chaver ir. There was no minion in the town. There was no minion in the town for that musaf, for that one day. Then it's a chiyuv upon everyone, because as Rashi said twice, the only reason why I don't have to daven musaf is because the shlit tzibur pachters me. If there's no shlit tzibur to pachter me, then I have to do it myself. Okay. And therefore, the point of all this is the halacha is like the third opinion, because we're showing that Shmuel, in fact, did this, that he, if you're by yourself, you don't have to daven musaf. If there's a minion in town, if there's no minion in town, then you have to daven musaf. That's the halacha. Okay. Do we pass like that? We'll see that shortly. Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina was sitting, and Kara Kameh to Rabbi Yana, and he was reading, learning in front of Rabbi Yanai. Yosef Ekoimer, and he was sitting, and he said the following statement: Halacha Kerb Yehuda Shemer Mishem Reb Lezva Nazaria. So if that's the halacha, there's no need to keep it a secret. Obviously, it's a major halacha. A lot of times, there's always going to be people davening with a minyan, and a lot of times it's when it's Rosh Chodesh or whatever, and there's a tefillas musaf. So it's important for them to know that if they're in a town with a minyan, that they don't have to daven. So Armulei, so on this, Rabbi Yanai, who overheard this statement, said, Pukra Karech Lebra. Why don't you go out and read that which your teachings, and teach it Lebra, to the outside. In other words, get out of the base Nedersh. If you want to hear yourself speak, hear yourself speak outside so no one else can hear. Because the Eid Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Mishem, Asher Mishem Boazim Nazariah. The Halacha is not like that. Which apparently what he wants to say, as we can look, we'll look at Tosos again in a second, but if you look at the top Tosos, just the first three words, El Halacha Karabam. Right? He's, Rabbi Yanai feels that the Halacha is like the Rabbanan, that a Yachid always davens Musaf. Whether there's a minion, there's no minion, doesn't make a difference. You always daven Musaf. Okay, so there's a Machlokas, what we pass can like. So Om Rav Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is now going to try to prove that, in fact, which Rabbi Yanai said. Ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai, and I'll show that this is Rabbi Yanai's practice. I saw Rabbi Yanai, apparently he was davening b'yechidus, that tzoli b'hoder tzoli. He davened and he davened again. Now it doesn't mean he davened mincha, then after shkia he davened mar. We're talking about
Shachris,
and probably Musaf. And if you look in Rashi, the second line on the top, Salah Hadatsali, Vlamulay Beit Tefilais. Well, why does he need base Tefilais? El Achashul Shachas Achashul Musaf. Must be he daven Musaf. Shema Minel, Lace later Boaz Menazariah. Must be he does not hold like Boaz Menazariah. Okay? And that's presumably what he said, which even though the line before that, that's what it sounds like Rabbi Yanai said himself. Or perhaps it means that Rabbi Yanai would have said this bold statement, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, rather like the Chachamim, because we've seen him in practice daven musaf by himself. Apparently that means, even in a community where there was a minyan, okay? Otherwise it would be no riot. So he davened twice. So why did he daven? We don't know what he davened, but we know he davened two Shimon Esrus. So probably one was Shachas, one was Musaf. So Omer Rav Yirmi or Rav Zera. Rav Yirmi has said to Rav Zera, "V'dilma mikra lochi bin daite l'soyv chi bin daite." How do we know that this is the case?
It was a tashlumin.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's possible that for some reason they didn't give that as a question. You're right. It's a very good question. For some reason, he doesn't bring that as a possible question. Instead, he says maybe the first time he didn't have kavana. He davened Shachris, and he said, you know what, I had zero kavana. Imagine saying that about Rabbi Yanai. You'd have to be a Rabbi Yirmiyah to be able to make such a chutzpahdik statement about Rabbi Yanai. But let's say the first time he didn't have kavana, well, we'll start keeping diet day. And the second time he had kavana. That's all it means, right? That's all it means. So Omerlei, and therefore, he didn't daven Musaf. He davened Shachris twice. So Amalei Chazi Man Gavra Rabba Tikum Asayid Olam. Look at this Gavra Rabba, this great person, who is testifying on this episode, on this whole happening. Who is this great person? So it was Rabbi Yochanan. And if you look at Rashi for some reason has to remind us that it was Rabbi Yochanan that saw it. He said, "Ani Reisi, I was an eyewitness to this." Right? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Sheheid Al Hadavar. The fact that he testified on something, Yafadiktake, he obviously looked into this matter. He didn't just say, "Oh yeah, he's on Davin twice." Obviously he investigated. He must have found out that it was Musaf. And therefore, in fact, it must be the halacha is not like the third opinion of our Mishnah, but rather the halacha is like the opinion of the Chachamim, that the din is that one davens
by himself
in all situations. Okay. So, if we turn to our sheets momentarily, and then we're going to have to go back to, I want to see the Tosas afterwards. Does everyone have this? Copies. This. Page 254, it says. Four pages. No, not good form today.
Can you do this one too?
Alright, so if we turn to the, second page, Simon Kuf. Alright, one second. No. the third page, page 128. Simon Reish Pevav. Okay? First, he brings down what are we passing like when it comes to Mosav. So he says, and it's in Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Yochid Chayv L'Spalel Tefilas HaMosav. Everyone has to daven Mosav, even if you're by yourself. Benim Yesh Sibur Be'ir Olo. Doesn't make a difference. If you're with a minion, or you're not with a minion, in all circumstances, one davens Mosav. So, in fact, we find halachas like the Chachamim. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, as we brought down the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua, the Mishnah Berurah gives a little bit of a different concept. Well, it's basically the same idea, as we said, as the Pnei Yeshua said. Why would you think you don't have to daven Musaf if you're by yourself? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Yochid Deloy Teima, you shouldn't say, Dehoyel Dehu B'makam Hakravas Hakarban. So the reason why you're davening Musaf is connected to the carbon Musaf. Lo hutla hamitzvah rak al tzibor. So the mitzvah is only on the tzibor. Shibir, right in the city. Velo al yochid. Right? It's not on the yochid. And as the Pnei Yeshua explained, the reasoning why you would think not like that by the other tefilos, because the other tefilos, at least there's Rachmi, because there's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that was Misakanim as well. Because the Musaf there wasn't. Kamashmon deloi. Amrin and Hochi. So the halach, we clearly do not say like this. We don't paskin like that at all. Rather, as we said, like the halachs like the Chachamim, that we always daven even if it's bechidus. So if we look at the words of Tosvos in the very top, and then we'll go to the other sheet in a second. The very top Tosvos, as we saw, at least the first three words, Ein halacha. Ein halacha k'bihuda shem rishem elozim anazari. Says Tosfos, el halacha k'rabanan, it's the halacha k'rabanan, v'chein pasuk r'benachanan, the halachi ma'isi, rav ami rav asi. It's interesting, the next gemara, which we didn't see, but immediately after the two dots, you have rav ami and rav asi, shahin espalim b'yachid. They used to always daven by themselves. K'rabanan, they pasukim like the chachamim, b'eni v'amudi d'gersi. That they would always learn where they were learning. That's where they would daven between the pillars in which they would daven. La'ashmiina the halacha rabbanon teaches the halachas like the rabbanon. In other words, they always only davened their tefilos right where they daven where they learned. So the person was learning in the base medrash. There were only a couple of them. They would stand up and daven. It didn't make a difference. They wouldn't run to a minyan. Okay. Instead, they would just daven where they were learning, and that was something in which they felt was the correct thing to do. You would always daven beechidus, unless there was a minyan. Obviously, the best situation is to daven in the base medrash where you're learning. That's the best of both worlds. But with a minyan, of course, if one could do so. But if you can't, then you can't. Okay. And as we saw that Tosfos, it's worthwhile just seeing this. I'm not sure why it's really brought down over here. It's really the next piece of Gemara. We've looked in the other packet, which is Daf al Daf, which is page Kuf Samach Zayin, which is the second page. The bottom right corner, it says Daf Lamed Amid Beis. And then it quotes the Tosos that we just saw. So that's why it's worthwhile seeing this, even though it's really more connected to the next Gemara, about daven. Is it better to daven with a minion in a Beis HaKnesses or to daven by yourself where you learn? So Tosos brings down the Lahachi Maisi Hocha Rav Amir of Asi Shem Isbalan Biyochid, etc. So that's what's brought down, that they were daven by themselves. And the Ramah says in Or HaChaim, in Simon Sadi, which I don't have here, it's just written here, Kosov, Beis Medrash Kavua, Kodesh Shayesim Beis HaKnesses. We know that a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than Beis HaKnesses. We saw this also in Mesechnes Megillah, right? Because discussed about selling a shul for the purpose of a Beis Medrash and vice versa. You can only sell something which has less Kedusha to purchase something which is a higher level of Kedusha. Okay. That's the end of the fourth parak of Megillah. The beginning of the fourth parak. Okay. Mitzvah is spalo bo yoisim beis achnasas. Therefore, it's better for one to daven in a beis menorish than to daven in a beis achnasas. Vushi is spalo biyachidus. This is talking about even davening by yourself. That's what Rav Amir Abasi did. It says the Haggah, which is right, the Ramah v'Yeshayimim, they feel below Yud, even without a minion. Adif l'spal b'beis medrash ha'koveiloi. If it's a base medrash you constantly learn in, it's better to daven even if there's no minion. Now here's the thing: v'davka mi shetarasai umnasai. Only someone who Torah is their livelihood. Knows that their parnasa means that Torah is literally their life. They are found in a base medrash more than they're found in any other building in the world. The enem is batel bulav hachi, that by leaving that base medrash, there will be some element of bittul Torah. V'afilu hachi lo yargu atzmo lasos kim. But this is an interesting line. It says even if you taka are terasum nasa, let's say you're in kolel, you're a base medrash guy, right? You learn 12 hours a day, so that's terasum nasa. You still shouldn't daven beichidus continuously, like Rav Amir Rav Asi did, and it's a beautiful line over here. Shlo yilmdu ami aretz mimenu v'sbatlo v'sachnasas. What will end up happening is that ami aretz will say, oh, I guess going to a minyan is not important. These great rabbis don't go to a minyan. Of course, they don't understand. They're not going to a minyan because they're involved in amazing things. They're amazing learning. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. But still, there's the concern that an Am HaAretz is going to think, oh, I don't have to go to a minyan. The Koshken Shul Yasin B'Tayru B'Beis HaKnesses B'Zman Shet Sibur Oymim Shlichus B'Techina. It brings us down. That certainly, the learning Torah while the Tzibur is involved in Shlichus also is not a good thing. Even, let's say, for example, you may not need to say all the Shlichus, you have different Minhagim. But then if you're learning, again, it will show people, it'll marginalize the tefillos. And then I just underline the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, which is found in Igros Moshe, their feel blow a sar adiv l'spal b'beis ha-medrash ha-kvualoi. So it brings down the farish. It's better for a person to daven in a base medrash, even if you're without a minion. Hu makom milas heicha degarsi, because if you're learning Torah, then you immediately daven, it's better than davening even with a minyan. And perhaps one of the reasons, as I often enjoy when I speak to Bachrim, and they're learning about a shore, falls into a bore, and paying chatzin nezek and Hashem, I ask them, do you realize you're learning Torah, this is Kedusha, this is Ruchnias. So when sometimes you lose sight because of the whole intellectual stimulation and whatever, the mitzvah is that if immediately after you learn about the shore and the boar, you stand up and daven, then you're going to have a different appreciation. Now, if we go back to the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, which now, if you look in Simon Kuf Aleph, is the last page, a very difficult question that's presented. based on the Gemara, which is almost a side point, but it's really not a side point. So it says in Sif Aleph, in Simen Kuf Aleph, Hamispal Ser Shechavin B'chol Brachoy. So we know this halacha. You have to have kavanah when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei. Everything. If you don't have kavanah for all of them, then l'pachois, the very least, l'chol pachois, yichavin ba'avos. So at least have kavanah in the first paragraph. If you didn't have kavanah in the first paragraph, afal pishikivin b'chol hashar yachsav yispalel. Then you have to daven again. If you did not have kavanah in paragraph number one, parashemilos, or whatever, you have to daven Shema Esrei all over again. Then here's the very sad Ramah, which we're familiar with. V'idna, but today, ein chayizrin b'shvil chesrin kavanah. If you don't have kavanah in the first paragraph and you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Shab chazor karv hushal yichavin al kein lo miyachzor. You're probably not going to have kavanah the second time either. It's Nebuch, that's what he says. Right? Shab chazor, when you repeat it, chances are shal yichavin. So therefore, better not to repeat it. But why am I bringing this down? Now, according to the Gemara, the Halamina was that maybe he didn't have Kavanah the first time, which clearly our Gemara is of the opinion, no Kavanah equals you didn't daven. You have to daven again. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, which discusses an issue, not if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, but what if you're just up to paragraph Atal Gibor, in the second paragraph, and now you say, you know what? I did not have kavanah for paragraph number one. Technically speaking, it's not a tefillah. So the question is, should you say the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei? Or should you maybe at least go back and say that only the one paragraph, because you're in the middle? It's one thing if you finish the whole thing. This is the discussion. We'll see as much as we can. Hainu Perishamilos. Al kein ma nochli ma'oid la'amoinim shilmu Perishamilos shel kol tefillah. How great it is if someone can learn what these words mean, which could also mean have an art scroll, have a translated sitter. The al kol panim shel birchas avos, interesting, umoidim, even though it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Bevade yishchiv alav leida biru. You definitely have to know what you're saying. When it comes to avos, we'll discuss why shortly. When it comes to modim, you're thanking Hashem. Imagine you're thanking someone and you have no idea what you're thanking them for. Thank you so much. You're so nice. What did I do for you? I don't know. So it's a slap. It's a chutzpah. Continues. Although you have to have kavanah, and here's the reason: kihu sidur shivchay shel makoyim. This is the paragraph which emphasizes the greatest praises of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, calling Hashem a gibor, etc. Noira al kain eino bedin. It's wrong. For you not to be thinking about other things. You're busy praising Hashem and your mind's wandering. That's the problem. And those that say that modim has the same weight, that you have to know what you're saying. And some say if you didn't have kavanah by that first paragraph, lo yispal klal, don't daven. So even if you don't, I'm not going to have kavanah the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but at least you have to assess whether you at least have kavanah for the first paragraph. If not, then you should wait. See, what does that mean to wait? What if it means you're never going to have kavanah? Says the Ramah, which is the Mishnah Berurah, but in the nowadays kasul chayadam. Nearly it appears to me, kivanda b'tzada din sarach l'asal spal. Since you have to daven again, I'll call upon him. Nonetheless, says the Chayadam, im nizkar kodim shem rebracha to Hashem, b'sof bracha, yasom melokei Abraham. He says that if you're still in the middle of the first paragraph, then you should go back to the beginning. So says the Chayadam. So it's, even though you don't have to go back and repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but if at least you're in the middle of the first paragraph and you didn't have kavanah, you should at least have the kavanah. Now, we quickly look in the Ber Halacha. He says, Mashma at the top, Meloshen Zeh, that Filo Chatkil Mutar Lamun L'Spalel. That based on what the Mishnah Berurah said, that even if you don't have kavanah for anything except for the first paragraph, if you know you'll have kavanah for the first paragraph, L'Chatkil you can daven. Kivan Shu Oynes Shin Yochel Eishiv Daito, because you can't have kavanah any more than that. Which is a Pella, he says, Shalom Huskar Zeb Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say this at all. Rak Loshen Diabad. Shim kibin bebrachu yishana yatsa. Says if you have kavanah with the first paragraph, you're yatsa, which is yatsa b'diavad. L'chanchila, you should not daven unless you can have kavanah for everything. But for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah thinks if you can have kavanah for the first paragraph, that's l'chanchila, you can daven. Be'ulai, perhaps, b'ene yochul gam hu moideh, v'zem muta shul yispal klal. Maybe what he's saying is, in the event, she'ene yochul gam hu, if you're not able to have kavanah, it's better at least to say it than to not daven at all. At least to say the first paragraph. I'll call upon him near a pashit. Simple. If a person could at least somehow remove their problems, don't daven right away. Better to daven later and to daven with kavana. Let's see. Two more minutes. We'll stop there. Halacha. But in the inchayzun, luchayir kavana soy. What is this kavana? Imsima shmona esrei. Apparently means if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei Vilchi Bin Ba'avos and you knew you didn't have Kavanah in the first paragraph, then do not repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Let's hear in paragraph number 2. The Nisker Shol Ki Bin Ba'avos, and you realize you didn't have Kavanah just a second ago. Kivanah Mitzad Adin Lo Yetzu B'Zeh. Since technically you have not fulfilled your obligation by saying the whole Shemoneh Esrei, Heich Narmu Lo Shiyavarach Lod Barachos Shol Yetzu B'Hem. After the Chosu Lo Birchas Avos. You already did not have Kavanah for the first paragraph. How can we tell you to say the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei? Because you're not going to have Kavanah the second time. Are you going to make you say the rest of the Brachos, which you have not fulfilled your obligation? The only reason why you don't have you say the second Shemoneh Esrei is you'll mess up that one too. But if you didn't have Kavanah in the first paragraph, according to the Bir Halacha, you should not say the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because at that point, it's you're going to be saying a tefillah which is wrong. So apparently, what he's saying, similar to the Chayadam, is you should say the first, go back to the beginning. Okay, you should go back to the beginning and say it again. The only time you don't go back is if you said the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Medivri Chayadam, he says that's not really mashmalit that by the Chayadam. He says you never go back. Because the Chayadam, which is called the Mishnah Berurah, is only going back if you catch yourself in the middle of the first paragraph. Once you finish the first paragraph, just keep going. The Yoisa nearly Eitzah Acheres. This is how we'll conclude a beautiful Eitzah, he says. Shoyomer Oda Toklal. Don't continue any at all. So you're able to do both, fulfill both. How? You didn't have Kavanah by the first paragraph, now you're stuck in the middle of the second paragraph. So what should you do? Yamtin, this is only if you have a minion. Yamtin al Hashatz, Shoyomer Berchas Avos Yicham Lachseis. Wait till the Shleit Tzibur says the Chazar Sashatz. The first paragraph, listen to it, and have kavanah by that paragraph. Shiagia hashatz berachas hatigibor diaskel ba'atzmo, and then afterwards you can say the second paragraph together with him. To b'tfila kaimulon din moitza el adamkim yishenu baki mashenkin ba'avos kiman shenu yachol avarach loisa ba'atzmo. So when it comes to the first paragraph, you are allowed to have kavanah and listen to the Shleit Tzibur, and this way, even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, better than saying brachos, which perhaps you're not yotzei from, than to and also to not to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.